Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Yesterday, we gathered to worship God and we talked about what it looked like to be prepared to be new. And so this week, our prayer focus and our morning devotion and prayer times will consider various things that God makes new in our life as we're prepared for what is new, as we prepare for the sun. So we're going to kick off the morning devotions this week, talking and praying about a new birth, realizing that we're made new through our birth in Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." We recognize the value, the wonder of birth, of a person being conceived and being born. And God says, as we prepare for the new, we begin with a new birth. We're no longer a child of the world. We're a child born of God. A birth into a new hope. A birth that, well, prepares us as a legitimate heir of the living God. One of the great things about being born into a family, or at least it can be a great thing, is that sense of belonging. And not just a belonging as that you have a place to go, but a shared ownership. And so what belongs to the family belongs to you. And what belongs to you belongs to the family. Sometimes we like that, sometimes we don't. But in this new birth, we trade in the family of sin for a family of hope. We live by the power of the resurrection of Jesus. As Jesus taught, and He talked about the need for a person to be born again. Nicodemus says, well, that sounds impossible. It's not like I can return to my mother's womb and be born a second time. Jesus declares that this new birth is different. We experience a birth through the water. We experience a birth through the Spirit. And when we live life, we do so with a recognition that in a new birth, we have a hope. And in a new hope, we have a belonging. We have a family. Years ago, the song was written, I believe, by the Gaithers that talked about being so glad to be a part of the family of God. Being cleansed, being born of water and of blood. Being born by the Spirit. And when we understand this new birth, we can begin to live with hope. God's desire for every one of us is that by the power of the resurrection of Jesus, we are made new. By the power of the resurrection of Jesus, we are changed. And in doing this process, we understand that it's a process God does. We really don't have any say or any involvement, so to speak, in our physical birth. Oh, granted, there are those that seem to be stubborn and they don't really want to enter the world out on their own, but they do. We choose this new birth, but even in choosing this new birth, it's God who does the work. And it's God that brings by His Spirit the conviction that reveals to us the need for a new birth. And so we live life. Not just a new birth for ourselves, but a sharing of that new birth with others. Parents and grandparents love to bring out the photos of a baby born into the family, to brag on them, to be proud of them. And in God's photo album, He loves His children. He's proud of His children. He desires that we experience that new birth and we make known to others that same opportunity to be washed, to be cleansed, to be born again. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to live life, and it begins with giving us a new birth. When the old has passed away, when we choose to die with Christ, to be buried with Him, we are born to a new life. A life that's lived by the power of the resurrection of Jesus, a life that's lived with a hope that only You can give. And so, God, today, as we live life, may we be reminded that it's a new life because of a new birth. And may we help others know and express and embrace a willingness to die to self so that they can experience that new birth. Father, help us in all that we say and all that we do, to lift up Jesus as the one that makes this possible, that as we lift up Him, He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.